Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I have no idea what time we're recording. We're recording around the clock now, aren't we, John? Pull up a car and drive the bus in.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah, my hours are pretty much crap show right now. So, yeah, I'm going in at 2:31 or something today, and I'm off at 10:52. So you go figure those odds out.
Yeah. Hey, John, you think they'll ever, like, you know how you get the company truck? You think they'll, like, you take the company bus home?
You know, I'm thinking probably not. That's probably a bad idea. Pretty sure as soon as I drive off property, GPS on that thing goes, whoop, whoop, whoop.
How cool would that be, though, John, if you got your own bus to take home every night?
Yeah, park that down the street. I'd have people jumping on in the morning and trying to get rides.
Yeah, yeah, you would. So, off to drive the bus again, aren't you, John? You're what are you on now? How many days are you going to have you scheduled for in a row now?
Actually, now because they've hired some more people and even things out, and my day normal days off are Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I'm not actually getting overtime right now. I've got actually Tuesday and Wednesday off, but I can pick up a shift or I can go help out my old job, a wine warehouse, on Wednesday. So I'm still gonna kind of work. So, but actually, I got 2 days off from Disney this week. So
there you go. Yeah, it'd probably be nice to head over and see your old friends over at the warehouse, do a little something different.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, I wanted to mention that my my former boss, Dario Mistri, he did pass last week. The cancer ended up getting him in the end, and he was a really good guy. I'm going to miss him, and I haven't had a whole lot of good male father figure roles in my life, you know, so I wouldn't say he was that close, but he was definitely a good friend and filled a spot, so I'm going to miss him. So.
No, God bless him, and let him rest in peace. Now, he had a long battle. How old was he, John?
77, I think. 76, somewhere in there. So.
God bless him. Hopefully, he's resting in peace now.
Yeah, yeah. His wife said he's in a better place. So I'm going to go help Andrea out on Wednesday and try to get some warehouse stuff done for her. So.
Well, that'll be nice, Johnny.
Yep.
So, did you... try to make a high note down. Did you get to see Evans?
Yes, I did. Ran into Evan on what day was that now? Friday night. Yeah. Yeah, Friday was off at a decent time, and Evan and his wife and kids are down here. They went back to their they have a little villa. They rented a villa off property, kind of like you did that one year. And so they headed back, and me and Evan hung out for, I think we had a couple of beers, and we went to the new place, the City Works Brewing, down there at NBA City. The NBA store is still not
open. Crazy,
I don't
dude.
Get that, but
so yeah, me and Evan talked about that a little off the show, you know, on, you know, regular phone, and he asked me some questions about staying on or off, and I told him it's not a bad thing staying off property. You could save a lot of money, and especially with all the perks being taken away. I mean, you know, why
for me,
not?
Because I live close anyway, obviously, if I work there. Staying on property is the only reason I would ever go to Orlando to stay. You know, I'm not going to stay at a two-bedroom villa off property. Wouldn't make any sense to me. But, you know, for you folks that come up from up north and stuff, he's paying a fraction of what he would have got the same size property on place on property.
Oh, absolutely. So. Well, and for us too, John, like it was really nice to have the private pool and the house to come home to and just chill. And the hotels are great, and I love Disney hotels and all, but it was nice not to hear the toilets flush all night or have somebody run by your room at like 1 a.m. with a bunch of kids screaming and yelling. I mean, there is something about a little peacefulness too of your own little privacy. Like for you, it's different, but for us, like you said, I mean, I stayed 7 days in a house that was 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, pool table, like a whole game room, the whole nine yards, and we paid under $1,100
for a week.
Speaking
of the hotel rooms, dude, you ever get that room next to the ice machine, and somebody has to get ice all night long? So that's a bad one too. So
yeah. And I'm not, dude, you guys know I love on property, and I'm not trying to criticize it, but it was something nice about when we laid our head down. Yeah. It was peaceful. All I heard was the TV, if you follow me. Hello, everyone, and I'm very sorry to be jumping on like this, but we had problems again with this week's show. I have no clue what's going on. The recording starts out perfectly. The entire time that me and John are talking, it sounds fine. The recording's going fine. Everything's streaming right. But when I go to cut it and put it into Audacity to send it out, everything's combined together. Like even on the Skype recorder, when I replay it before I export it, it's having a problem. So I'm going to cut John in a little bit of the beginning, which you've already heard, and then I'm just going to read the rest of the news here, and I really, really apologize, and I will get it fixed hopefully this week. But some of the news me and John spoke about that was all mushed together and combined together that sounded horribly was the new space restaurant, Space 2020. What that stands for is 220 feet in the air is where you're going to eat at the space station, which I didn't know that. So it's pretty cool to know. And me and John were bouncing that around, and we were very, we were happy to understand what 220 meant. So like you get an elevator and you go up 220 miles in the air and you're eating at the space station. And the cool thing is there's our buddy Robbie out in California. He'll be happy to notice there's going to be over 1,000 bottles of wine. And John will be happy. There's going to be a multiple beer selection. And the food's going to be from around the world. So, and the waiters are going to be from around the world because it's supposed to be like the space station is, you know, all countries combined around the world have people that spend time at the space station. So they're going to have... The menu is going to be diversified throughout the world. So we were really very excited to see what's on this menu. And the good news was it's possibly going to open by May. So if we all take our trip down there in May, the whole crew might get to eat there. Me, Tommy, Judith, and all of us. So, and to continue with openings, I mean, of news is the 50th anniversary. I hope you guys seen everything that was going on Good Morning America. They did a video to show you that Cinderella's Castle is going to have 50th anniversary put on it and special gold ribbons, and it's going to have a new show a new lighting and stuff on it. So we're excited to see what that's about. And we do know for sure that the Tree of Life are going to have like fireflies and a different show on the Tree of Life. The Hollywood Tower Terror is going to have a special lighting on it. And then also what we're really excited about and it's supposed to be permanent, is the lights that are going to go on Spaceship Earth. I know we were upset when they had the year 2000 and the wand and all on it, but I think the lights are going to be, I think we're all going to like the lights once they're all said and done. I'm still aggravated. The more and more I see the barges, and there's supposed to be a new center island put in, a new circular barge or whatever. So me and John were talking, and this show, the new whatever replaces Illuminations, it better be fantastic for us to accept it, because we talked about our favorite views when we were doing the show we just recorded. And John mentioned a few of his, and I mentioned mine. And World Showcase Lagoon was one of our favorites, like especially going up in the Japanese ceremonial house there and going on the second floor on the balcony and looking across World Showcase. And one of my other ones was at the top of Splash Mountain, of course, and looking out, and top of Cali Grill, even though right now with all construction going on, it isn't the same. And construction going on at the Poly and all that area there. But when everything's done and all, the views from the Contemporary are some of the best views on property. So, and I'm sorry again, guys, it's just me doing this, but I wanted to give you something, and we promised to get it fixed within this week. So, artists begin a new sand sculpture over at the Animal Kingdom. It's going to have Raya and the Last Dragon sand sculpture, and I would be cool to go see. We get a lot of sand sculptures down here at the Jersey Shore. It's mostly sand castles and stuff. They have a sand castle competition, but if you guys head over to the Animal Kingdom, it's 40 tons of sand. The sculpture celebrating the new film with Raya and the Last Dragon. And it's going to be the tree will feature Raya, Tuck, Sisu, the Last Dragon, and Ongi, all set the fantasy world of Kumadra. And that's going to be over at the Animal Kingdom. You guys can head on over and check it out. It'll be there through the end of March. Guess we'll have the opportunity to watch the artisans at work February 19th through the 21st. So today's the last day of that. So if you guys headed over, you got to enjoy that. So head over and check out the new sand dragon castle, I guess I would call it. What else do we have here, guys? Work's still going on, like I just mentioned, the Poly. That won't be done to the end of... they're saying sometime in the summer with the new monorail station and the whole new front area of the Poly. So they're hoping to have that done sometime this summer. The Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin Reserve, speaking of hotels, they're saying that whole hotel is going to be open in summer. Me and John were like, we can't believe how fast that got done. Some things take forever, like they're saying on here, going back to the 50th anniversary, that Tron was set to open in early 2022, guys. Because the whole celebration of the 50th anniversary is going to be going from October 21st, 21, through March of 2023, 18 months long. And they're saying now that Tron won't be open to 2022, and the Guardians of the Galaxy won't be open until in the summer of 2022 to coincide with October, like the end of summer, they're saying. So at the beginning of October, you're going to have Epcot's 40th anniversary. So we're talking two of the major attractions aren't going to be open until 2022. And it's crazy how long some things are taking. This hotel got built, went right on up. And other things are take forever. So a lot of it has to do with COVID. But I don't know. I'm going to be happy to see the 50th anniversary, but I hope we don't have to wear masks through the entire thing. I really hope we can go down and enjoy ourselves. Like John, our buddy Evan went down. We're hoping to do an interview with Evan and John. Well, John visited Evan. They went over to Disney Springs and had a couple drinks there and hung out. We're hoping to get Evan on to do a show. Hopefully I can get this fixed so we can have it on. He'll be our first guest that was wearing a mask down at the park. So I'm curious to see how him, his beautiful bride, and his lovely wife and his two beautiful kids, how they coped with wearing a mask for an entire Walt Disney World vacation. What it was like, how much it changed it. Because I know we all need to wear one, and you got to do what keeps everybody safe. But I know even at work and when I'm in, like even at the store shopping, the mask bothers me. Like you can't even seem to concentrate when you're shopping sometimes. And so being at the parks, I think it would be a little bit of a nuisance, but you got to do the right thing. So, well, what else we got? Peter Pan's under refurbishment. They have a scrim up. They haven't made a decorative scrim yet, but the scrim is up. So that ought to make it even more fun to try to get on that ride. You know, Peter Pan is, out of all the rides, it's still, to this day, one of the oldest rides, but still one of the hardest rides to get a fast pass for, or even the lines are always super duper long for that. So, I do like Peter Pan, but it does take forever to get on that ride, especially if you don't have a fast pass. It's always one of the longest queues. What else we have here, guys? Beauty and the Beast, the stage is not being opened yet, but they're using it where you can go over there and eat. They have seating out, so you can get grab-and-go stuff and go over there and sit and eat, which is at least they're using the space for something. But they also did file permits for Fantasmic, which Pat has never seen, the Stunt Spectacular, and one other, they pulled one other permit for Hollywood Studios. So it looks like there's going to be some work done for some of the outside stage shows. So I'm excited to see what that's going to bring in the future. Maybe slowly but surely all of our outside events will open back up, all the stage shows with live performers. I'm excited to see that. Disney has extended park hours now through March. It looks like there's going to be longer park hours, and hopefully that means things are going to start slowly but surely again getting even more back to normal. Oh man, what else? That's about it this week, guys. I just wanted to pop in and give you some of the news and tell you I'm sorry again that we were having technical difficulties, and I'm sad. I miss my buddy John. I like my buddy John to bounce things off, and face it, I like to pick on John. He's a good sport, and we have some fun. He likes to pick on me, and the show isn't the same without us two going back and forth, but I truly do apologize. I just figured I'd put something out here. I know it's not the show that you guys are normally used to, but I'm sorry, and everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys. Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools, and there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house, but if you could please head over to iTunes and leave us a review, we'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there: Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.